This is Akashwani, the news read by Anita Anand. The three-day Startup Mahakumbh, one of the biggest events showcasing the startup ecosystem, began at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. This startup event aims at connecting startups with a spectrum of inventors, including venture capitalists, investors and potential corporate partners. Speaking at the event, DPIIT Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh said, when the Startup India initiative was launched in 2016, there were around 300 startups and now the number has increased to over 1 lakh in the country. The event will have sector-focused pavilions, including pavilions on AI, B2B, agri-tech, deep tech, climate tech, gaming, esports, fintech, incubators and accelerators. More than 2,000 startups, 30,000 future entrepreneurs, 50,000 business visitors, thousands of investors and over 500 incubators and delegations from 10 countries are taking part in this mega event. In Telangana, BJP leaders have made all arrangements for Prime Minister and BJP senior leader Narendra Modi's Vijay Sankalp Sabha at Jagtial this morning. Mr. Modi will address a public meeting at Geeta Vidyalayam grounds at around 11:30 a.m. BJP candidates from Nizamabad, Karimnagar and Pedapalli parliamentary constituencies will also attend the meeting. Lok Sabha member Arvind Dharmapuri and party's Nizamabad district president K. Dinesh Kumar reviewed the arrangements for the public meeting. This is the third event of Mr. Modi in Telangana during the past 5 days. He took part in a mega roadshow at Malkajgiri and addressed Vijay Sankalp Sabha at Nagar Kurnool 2 days ago as part of his 5-state visit in the southern part of the country. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, has summoned Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in the money laundering case linked to alleged irregularities in the Delhi Jal Board DJB. He has been asked to depose before the investigation agency at its office in the national capital today and record his statement under the provisions of the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, PMLA. This is the second case registered under the PMLA in which Mr. Kejriwal has been summoned. He is already facing summons for questioning in the Delhi excise policy-linked money laundering case. He has skipped 8 summons in this case till now, terming them illegal. The directorate has sent him the 9th notice in the excise policy case to appear before it on the 21st of this month. The National Testing Agency, NTA, will conduct CUET-UG between 15th and 31st of May as announced earlier. In this period, 2 dates overlap with the general election dates on 20th and 25th of May. UGC Chairperson M. Jagdish Kumar said in a social media post that after the last date for filling out applications on 26th of March, the number of students registered for CUET-UG and their geographical distribution will be known. He said that based on this data, the election dates, the NTA will announce the date sheet for CUET-UG between 15th and 31st of May. Russian President Vladimir Putin has clinched a historic 5th term, securing a landslide victory in the presidential polls. He hailed his preordained electoral victory as a sign of the country's trust and hope in him. The European Union announced an $8 billion aid package for cash-strapped Egypt as concerns mount that economic pressure and conflicts in neighboring countries could drive more migrants to European shores. The deal was signed yesterday in Cairo by Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. The ceremony was attended by leaders of Belgium, Italy, Austria, Cyprus and Greece. In the final of the Women's Premier League WPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bangalore RCB beat Delhi Capitals by 8 wickets at Arun Jaitley Stadium in New Delhi last night, chasing a target of 114 runs set by Delhi Capitals. RCB scored 115 for 2 in 19.3 overs. For RCB, Ellis Perry was the highest scorer with 35 runs, followed by Sophie Devine with 32 and Smriti Mandhana with 31 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.